So far, so good, says Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Mike Sider in Bayfield. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia, which can cause fish to hemorrhage and die in great numbers, hasn't been a fish killer in Lake Superior.
Mostly falls when a lot of our species, that's their time of spawning, that's the time of great stress, and we just haven't seen any fish kills, which, again, that's good news.
VHS is in all the Great Lakes, first discovered in 2003. It was found in Lake Superior last year by Cornell University researchers. A second discovery was made this spring near the Apostle Islands by the Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility at Red Cliff. Facilities manager Greg Fisher says they found two herring that were healthy in spite of being infected. Since then, nothing.
We kind of thought when the summer came and the warmer water and maybe through the spring spawning period that something might break, but we haven't heard anything.
Fisher says they keep in touch with local commercial and recreational fishing operations, but no new reports. They also took samples from the Bayfield-Ashland area.
We actually did test some walleyes from Shawamigan Bay this year, and those fish came back negative for VHS.
Meanwhile, Cornell aquatic professor Paul Bowser says they collected new samples from Lake Superior this year and are testing those samples now into December. But so far, Bowser says they haven't found any traces of VHS. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.